When cities reimagine their waterfronts, they often go for big multi-million dollar projects. An aquarium, a casino, a sports venue, or a string of hotels. The nonprofit group that manages one of Philadelphia's waterfronts is trying something different. It's starting small and cheap. Keystone Crossroads reporter Marielle Segarra has more.
The Delaware River Waterfront Corporation is great at bargain hunting. Ask Jody Milkman. She's DRWC's Vice President of Communications and Programming. She's walking through the group's latest project, a park with a roller skating rink and a boat-themed lodge. It's called Blue Cross River Rink Summerfest after the rink's sponsor.
Take a look around this park. We're using old cargo containers, which honestly aren't that expensive to procure. This space is populated by trees and tree stumps and wood chips.
Summerfest is one of several low-cost, seasonal parks that are bringing hundreds of thousands of people to a stretch of the Delaware River waterfront. Another is Winterfest, a wintertime ice rink and lodge in this very spot. And there's also Spruce Street Harbor Park, a summertime park a couple blocks away that's filled with hammocks, arcade games, and food and beer vendors. Each park costs less than $1 million to build. Visitors don't seem to mind or even realize these waterfront parks were made on the cheap. Kaya Simonson is laying in one of the free hammocks at Spruce Street Harbor Park. She says the park actually feels kind of fancy to her.
It seems like a place where you might have to pay to get in, but it's free and everyone can access it.
DRWC hasn't gathered the stats, but it's obvious from visiting that the parks draw a diverse crowd. That's what Lou Valenti noticed. He works on park-related projects for the state of New Jersey, and he visited Spruce Street last year for inspiration.
Folks looked like they were investment bankers. Folks looked like they were walking through with their families, young people on skateboards.
And people of various races and ethnicities. When Spruce Street opened last year, DRWC hoped to bring in 100,000 visitors over a few months. 500,000 people showed up. The park has been even more popular this season. Winterfest has done well, too. Attendance has been spotty at the Summerfest roller rink. But one thing is certain. These parks are changing the way some Philadelphians feel about their waterfront. Adrian Hoppel lives in the city and brought his family to Spruce Street for the first time this summer. His kids loved the hammocks and the giant chess game. For decades, the city tried and failed to bring big developers and mega projects to this stretch of the Delaware. Hoppel remembers that time.
I feel like the city's been trying to do something with it my entire life, and this is some of the first stuff that seems to have worked.
DRWC wants to build public spaces people like Hoppel and his family can enjoy. But at the same time, these parks are not its end goal. Long term, the group wants to build a waterfront that's self-sustaining and permanent, not something that pops up and closes every season. So DRWC is using the parks to drum up support for the city's not-so-low-cost $250 million waterfront master plan. That calls for covering parts of the highway that cuts people off from the waterfront, among other things. The group's CEO, Tom Corcoran, says the parks are a first step, a way to get people used to coming to the river.
And then once they do, and the time comes for the public sector to invest more, you have a built-in political support system of people who want to see great things happen on their waterfront.
The group also hopes the foot traffic will show developers that it's worth building on the Delaware. They would bring tax dollars, jobs, and housing to the city. There's a long way to go before DRWC can say its mission is complete. But the success of the parks shows it's possible to accomplish a lot on a city's waterfront with only a little funding. Marielle Segarra, Keystone Crossroads.